Praise God. You are listening to Kingdom Concepts, Internet and Radio Broadcast Ministry. Listening to Kingdom Concepts, Internet and Radio Broadcast Ministry. I'm Brother Keith Fields. Thanks for tuning in. If you're listening on Podomatic, why don't you just click the subscribe button. You can subscribe on iTunes, where you can find the Kingdom Ministry production of Kingdom Concepts, Internet and Radio Broadcast, by searching iTunes. We're also on Podomatic at kingdomministries1.podomatic.com. You can also follow us on Facebook and just look for Kingdom Concepts, Internet and Radio Broadcast Ministry. And while you're on Facebook, why don't you stop by the Kingdom Ministries page? Hallelujah. And I want to give a shout out to all of those listening on 1540 AM radio in Syracuse. Hallelujah. I just pray a blessing on all of the listeners, everyone on Podomatic, everybody on iTunes, and everybody on Facebook, and everybody on 1540 AM radio in Syracuse. Hallelujah. I am going to go ahead and we're going to go into part two of operating in the power of God. Before we spoke a little bit about operating in the power of God and that we need to believe in God in order to operate in the power of God, and we need to have faith in Him. And if you haven't heard part one, go back and listen to part one. You can find it on Podomatic at Kingdom Ministries 1 at Podomatic.com, and you can find it on Facebook at Kingdom Ministries on Facebook and Kingdom Concepts Internet Broadcast on Facebook. And you can also listen to the sermon on Podomatic and Facebook, the sermon Operating in the Power of God. And you will pick up more as it led up into this part two. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will guide us and that you will speak to us as we lift up your name and as we humbly submit to you and as we glorify you, Lord God, because it is all about you. We pray that you will create in us a fire, a zealousness, a love for you that overflows into everything that we do. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. To operate in the power of God, we must believe God. Amen. To operate in the power of God, we must believe God. Who do you believe? Do you believe God? You know, some people will believe everything before they will believe God. Jesus said to the people that you will strain on a gnat and swallow a camel. Hallelujah. You will have a problem with the smallest truth and you will believe the biggest lie. Amen. When it comes to the things of God, we have to have so much proof that no amount of proof would make any difference. And then someone from the world, from the political realm, the entertainment realm, the financial realm, can walk up and tell the most outrageous, outlandish lie and we'll just fall for it. Follow right along. If we want to operate in the power of God, we have to believe God. We have to believe what God has said. We have to believe in what God is doing. And as we spoke about in part one, we have to be able to recognize when God is working in the first place. We have to be able to step back and let God work in the first place. But how can we operate in the power of God if we don't even believe God? Sometimes we slip into this mode of feeling like God has to conform to what we think, conform to the way that we see, the way that we operate. Well, God is not confined. God has no limits like we have limits. Nothing's impossible for God. God can use whatever or whoever he wants. The scriptures tell us that if we will not praise God, that he will raise up the rocks to praise him. We even see how in the scriptures that the Lord spoke through donkeys. We see in the scriptures how the seas obeyed God. Hallelujah. If we want to see his power, if we want to operate in the power of God, we must believe him. And we must seek to please God with our actions. It's almost an epidemic or a pandemic levels where people seem to think that whatever is clever is all right with God. That God is just wringing his hands and biting his nails and just begging and pleading people to come to his church and to be believers in him. Well, the God that I serve is not wringing his hands and biting his nails. He's not insecure. He's not begging you to do anything. We need God. Hallelujah. The God that I serve is not a Monty Hall God saying, let's make a deal. The God that I serve is almighty and omniscient and powerful. He's the creator God. He's the giver of life. He's the judge. He's loving. And at the same time, he's a mighty, mighty man of war. And God is not begging us to do something for him. God is not begging us to believe him, and he's not seeking to please us. God has set limits, and God has said, this is the deal. You can get with this, or you can get with that. He gives us a choice. And we want to operate in the power of God, but we don't want to submit to God. We want to ride the fence. We want to give him a little bit and use the rest for ourselves. Well, you know what? Who can say that they're giving God anything? Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. We don't have anything that we haven't received, and all good gifts come from the Lord. It's his. We're not giving God anything. He's giving us, and we're using what belongs to him. Hallelujah. Amen. And it is to our benefit to seek to please God, because God has set the order in nature, in creation. He has set the laws in creation. Gravity, life, death, relationship. God has initiated and established that. And we live by that. And we have a God-given freedom of choice, the freedom of will, whether we will operate within the limits, the boundaries that God has set, or outside of them. And there are results of either choice. There are consequences of either choice. Life or death, blessings or cursings. It's our choice. And it pleases God that we choose life. It pleases God that we open ourselves up to His favor and to His blessings. Hallelujah. If we're going to operate in the power of God, there will be many times when we have to make hard and uncomfortable decisions if we want to live a life that's pleasing to God. If we want to operate in the power of God, we will many times have to make hard and uncomfortable decisions. Because by our nature, we want to be self-serving. And by our nature, we tend to rebel. We tend to stray. And unless we focus, unless we give ourselves over, unless we receive that guidance and direction from God through His Word and His Holy Spirit, we will be all over the place. And without that direction from God, without learning, without being led, we're lost. It's like having a piece of technology or a machine or an appliance. And the person that made it knows the capabilities of it. They know how it works. They know the limitations of it, the applications. And you've never seen one, never operated one, and they give it to you, and you sit around and play with it, and you try to figure it out. You're going to make mistakes. You may figure out how to use it, but you may never get the full potential of it. You may actually ruin it by using it in the wrong way. So what is the inventor of that machine, that appliance, that thing, what do? They write down the instructions. They create a manual, an operating manual, a maintenance manual, how to take care of it and how to operate it, how to get the fullest potential out of it. And with that appliance, with that machine, with that tool, they give you the operator's manual. They give you the instruction manual, and it explains to you the pieces, how it's made. It explains how it's to be used and how to get the fullest potential out of it, how it interacts with other appliances, other machines. It tells you what you need to know so that you can operate it safely and you can get the fullest out of it. Well, we are God's creation. And God has provided an operator's manual, His Word of God. And that is so that we can operate and get to our fullest potential. And we can learn about our parts and our pieces so that we can understand how to operate without hurting ourselves. Hallelujah. Amen. And sometimes we might want to operate in a way that is not good for us. we might not even understand that the way we're operating is not good for us. So we go to the owner's manual. Hallelujah. And sometimes we have to make a choice and we have to say, you know what? Yes, this is a blender, but it's not made for mixing plaster or paint and then cooking food. Even though I don't feel like stirring the paint or the plaster, and I just like to put it in a blender, I've got to know by reading the instructions, I have to understand that I can't do that. Hallelujah. If we want to operate in the power of God, sometimes we're just going to have to make the hard decision. We're going to have to tell ourselves, no, you can't do that. Or we're going to have to face fear and we're going to have to say, you know what? Yes, I am scared. We're going to have to say, you know what? Yes, I do feel inadequate. And we're going to have to say, but God said go. God said do it and I'm going to do it. And I'm going to leave it up to God. So, if we want to operate in the power of God, we're going to have to understand that sometimes we're going to have to make decisions that we don't want to make. And many times, we're going to have to deny ourselves and admit that we're wrong also. If we want to do what God is asking us, if we want to operate in the power of God as we're doing what he's asking us to do, many times we're going to have to just admit that we're wrong. Because sometimes we get hung up in the way we do things and we like what we're doing. We like what we're saying. And we get attached to that method. We get attached to that tradition, that system. We get attached to that feeling. But it's wrong. And sometimes we need to admit it. And we have to cut it out of our lives. We have to leave it alone. The power of God is in the seed of faith. We have to have faith. We have to believe that God can carry us through. We have to believe that we can let go and let God. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. When we ask God to heal us, or to provide for us, or to bless us, do we really expect him to do these things? Or are we just going through the motions? Is it because we're in the church and they say, let us pray? And so we bow our heads reverently and we pray for someone's healing, or we're praying for this and that. But do we really believe, do we really expect God to do these things? Or are we just going through the motions? Do we really think that we can see the power of God manifested among us? Do we really believe that we can see someone be healed, a lame person stand up and walk? Do we really believe that somebody's sight can be given back to them? That somebody that couldn't speak or hear could begin to speak or hear because we're praying and we're asking the Lord to heal them? Hallelujah. Amen. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. Amen. So many times we're just seeking the Lord just for what we want, and just seeking the Lord to get him to give us this or to give us that. We're going to God like he's some type of Santa Claus, or like he owes us something. You know, sometimes we need to forget about what we want and just seek the Lord. Just magnify the Lord. Just glorify him. Just praise him. Just lift up his name. Just try to connect with him, to love him, to be able to recognize him, to be able to see him, to be able to listen to him and to be moved by him. So sometimes we need to slow down and stop all the working, stop all the talking, stop all the running around and trying and striving and scraping and clawing, and sit still and listen for the Lord. Listen for that still small voice. Close out the noise and all the interference. Shut off the distractions. And incline your heart towards the Lord. Diligently seek him. Put effort into it. Put focus into it. Set aside time. And seek him. Not what he can give you, not what he can do for you. Hallelujah. Amen. And the scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, and all else will be added unto you. Jesus Christ is the righteousness of God. It's not our righteousness. It's not doing this or doing that that makes us good. God is good. If we don't know Jesus Christ, if you don't know Jesus Christ, ask him to come into your life. Ask him to reveal himself to you. Ask him to teach you. If you know Jesus Christ and you're a follower of Christ, seek to know him more. You've been listening to Kingdom Concepts. I'm Keith Fields. Thanks for tuning in.